This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and these are our stories for Friday, March 1st. The January issue of the IARU Region 1 Monitoring System newsletter reports the Russian Sunflower Coastal Radar, located east of Vladivostok, is being heard at night on 3716 kHz and 6860 through 7005 kHz, as well as on several 60-meter frequencies. A Chinese wideband over-the-horizon radar also appeared on 7.000 MHz in early January. The winning article for the February 2019 QST Cover Plaque Award is Installing Coax Crimp Connectors by Dino Pappas, KL0S. The QST Cover Plaque Award, given to the author or authors of the most popular article in each issue, is determined by a vote of ARRL members on the QST Cover Plaque poll webpage. Here's a heads up to listen for activity from the International Radio Club, 4UI-ITU, in Geneva, Switzerland. A number of radio amateurs from around the globe are attending the ITU Conference preparatory meeting in Geneva in advance of World Radio Communication Conference this fall. Already, there has been a lot of activity from 4U1-ITU, with much of the work being on CW and FT8. IARU Secretary David Sumner, K1ZZ, notes that 4U1-ITU is located in an office building with rooftop antennas and a very high level of man-made noise, especially on 80 and 160 meters. Summits on the Air activity has reached new heights, with a report of an operation from the peak of Mount Aconcagua in Argentina at 22,841 feet. The operation took place on February 16th by Tom Rudzinski, SQ9FVE, who was using the call sign LU/SQ9FVE. Tom is an experienced and skilled mountaineer, and as required for such an undertaking, planned the expedition carefully, including all necessary support. The climb to the summit began some 13 days ahead of the operation. Upon reaching the top, Tom made a total of 5 contacts on 2-meter FM with Argentinian stations as far as 56 miles away. With its funding secure for another year, WWV, the world's oldest continuously operating radio station, will have extra reason to celebrate its centennial this fall. The National Institute of Standards and Technology and the Northern Colorado Amateur Radio Club have teamed up to organize 100th anniversary events. A memorandum of understanding is pending. The WWV committee has announced that the call sign WW0WWV was granted on February 23rd to the WWV Amateur Radio Club for use during the Amateur Radio Special Event, planned to run September 28th through October 2nd, with operators on the air around the clock. NCARC predicts the effort will require hundreds of volunteer operators. The WWV committee met on February 22nd to further firm up plans for the centennial celebratory events. Although the U.S. government cannot fund any amateur radio special event expenses, club members will be allowed to use a 15-acre parcel on WWV property. The operating site lies outside the security fence.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Are you new to operating packet on satellites, like the ISS and NO84, or have you had many hours of fun on them? In either case, you might want to give FalconSat 3 a shot. This satellite was used by the Air Force for 10 years. After its mission was completed, it was turned over to amateurs to use and control transfer to AMSAT. If you have used the ISS or NO84, you will know that the uplink and downlink are on 2 meters. With FalconSat 3, the uplink is on 145.840 MHz, and that frequency does not change. The downlink is on 435.103 MHz, and you must correct for Doppler. As you acquire the satellite, you start at around 435.110 MHz and slowly move down towards 435.090 MHz. The satellite uses 9600 BPS AX.25 format. You can use a radio that has a TNC built in, use a radio with an external TNC, and even a software-defined radio. There are a bunch of ways to make it work for you. Just the other day, a long time ham made his first satellite contact. Now that the satellite world has opened up to him, there are many different things that can be done on the satellites. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
This is the ARRL Audio News propagation forecast for Friday, March 1st. No spots on the sun this week, but the mighty solar winds are blowing from a hole in the sun's atmosphere. Traveling at more than 1,000,000 miles an hour, the particles are causing geomagnetic storms, and some people in the United States are being treated to the spectacle of the northern lights. The good news is that this coronal hole should be rotating out of view over the next several days. With luck, things will settle down in time for the ARRL SSB DX contest this weekend. Beyond the weekend, conditions should be quiet well into the following week. On VHF and UHF, hams in central and southern Texas have been seeing major tropo openings on 2 meters and up. This is likely to continue for a number of days and is expected to extend throughout the southern states next week.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.